And how many years did you go to school?
So what's that? Is that 9 years? Seven? Uh-huh. Okay. And have you ever lived outside of Pickens County?
Just a few times. He told me about Canton, but he forgot. You know, we lived at Harry Blaylock's mansion.
Yeah, sawmill that year.
Okay.
And got that wrong there. Well, we're just over the line.
And that was for about a year you were there? Okay. Now, would you tell me a little bit about Jasper, what most of the people do for a living? And
what you mean, when I grew up?
Uh-huh.
Well, it was merchants, mostly. Depot agent over here.
Was there a lot of farming?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Is there as much farming now as there used to be?
No, ma'am. It's not any at all.
Well, what did people grow in the old days?
Corn, cotton, wheat, peas, cattle, hogs. Stuff is there.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Cotton was their main money crop, cotton. Now our crops was meat for money crops. We couldn't grow cotton on these mountains if the land was too rich.
Mm-hmm.
Produce well. It would grow the wheat all right, but it wouldn't open in the fall and it'd be yellow cotton.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mr. King, now I'm going to ask you some of these questions I was telling you about. What do you call the latter part of the daylight hours before supper, around 3 or 4 p.m.? You might say, I expect to see him later this...
evening.
All right. What do you call the time of day when the sun first appears? You might say, I got up this morning before.
It would be morning.
All right. And what's an expression that has sun in it that means the same thing? I got up this morning before sun.
Sunrise.
All right. And in the evening?
Sunset.
All right. If there's been a storm and then the rain stops and the clouds are disappearing and the sun is coming out, we say that the weather is?
Clear.
What do you call a very hard rain that doesn't last very long?
April showers.
Okay. What do you call a shelf over a fireplace?
Fireboard.
Okay. What do you call the things that the logs rest on in a fireplace?
Dog irons.
Okay. What do you call small pieces of wood that are used to start a fire?
Kindling.
What do you call particularly rich pieces of wood that you cut into little slivers?
That's pine.
Right. What do you call a place with, well, a place with a rod and hangers that you hang clothes in?
Ship room.
Okay. Now what about if it's built into the room?
Enclosed.
All right. Well, now, what you'd say, I'm going to hang my clothes in the
wardrobe.